朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我知道有些弟兄姊妹们是非常小的这件事情。
I know some of the brothers and sisters are very, very careful about this.
有一天我在停车场遇见两个弟兄在那里做一点买卖。
Once I in the parking lot, I found out there's some transaction going on, in the parking lot there.
也许他们灵里面有个感觉。
Maybe in their spirit, there's have some was sensitive.
虽然这样大家节省时间。
Although it's very, it saves a lot of time there.
不用到个人公司里去做生意。
We don't have to travel, go to each other's company.
但他们不敢在教会里面做。
But they dare not to do it in the church.
他们要在停车场外面来做这个事情。
They would do it outside of the parking lot.
如果他们出于敬畏神，我相信神也知道。
If they do this because they worship, they respect and fear the Lord, and I believe God will honor that.
但最重要的事情是我们来到聚会中间敬拜。为了神的荣耀。
But the most important thing that when we come to church to worship Him is because of His glory.
当主耶稣在圣殿里面把牛羊鸽子赶出去的时候
，When Jesus chased out all the money changers and the people who sell oxen and sheep,
我们刚才看见门徒的反应。
And we see the reaction of the disciples.
他说。他们想起经上记着说我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
And then they were reminded of the scripture. It says, zeal for thy house will consume me.
他们刚才我已经说了没有把下面一句话也记在说辱骂人的辱骂都落在我的身上。他们没有记在这句话。
And they did not dare to, it wasn't recorded that the second half of this verse that all the reproach will fall upon him.
一定有很多人说主耶稣不近人情。
I believe at that time, there must have a lot of people there standing by and say, oh, Jesus doing this thing is terribly, terribly, unreasonable.
一定有很多人说哎呀这个人太方正没有用处。
And a lot of people might say, oh, this is such, he's such a square, it's not practical at all.
甚至有人就说你看吧你看吧这样的人怎么不上十字架呢。
And maybe somebody will say, no, see, like the people like this, no wonder later on he will go to the cross.
有各样讥诮辱骂的话一定临到我们
身上。So there must be all kinds of, mocking and reproach.
在这里你甚至就看见他们有一句话讲得很有挑动性。
And, even there's one thing they mentioned here was very, provoking.
十八节说因此犹太人问他说你既做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看呢。
Like we recorded in verse 18, he said, the Jews therefore answered and said to him, what sign do you show us seeing that you do these things?
他的意思就是说我们本来倒觉得你是我们的朋友啊你做了这样的事情你还信什么神迹我们都不要信你了。
It seems that they are trying to say, hey, we were friends, and we were friends, but since you do this, what kind of a miracle can you still perform to show us?
主耶稣赶出牛羊鸽子的时候，他不仅是力气大呀。
So when Jesus chased out all these people and money changers, not only he is very strong,
他的勇气跟胆量更大。
His boldness and he must be very, very brave.
因为他是愿意对所有的祭司的系统挑战。
Because he's challenging the whole system of that priesthood.
刚才我们讲过怎么样因为做买卖的缘故整个侍奉的系统都已经腐化了。
Now we just mentioned, because of this business dealing, the whole system of the priesthood is totally corrupted.
但是主耶稣不惧怕这件事情。
But Jesus is not afraid of this whole big system there.
他的心中只有一件事情更重要是什么
？In his heart, there's only one thing that is even more important. And what is that?
这是我父的殿。
This is the house of my father.
父的殿怎么可以拿来做买卖的
？It is my father's house, and how can it be a house of merchandise?
弟兄姊妹们，今天教会是谁的教会
？Now today, whose church is this?
前一几个礼拜，我出去到一个地方讲传信息。
A few weeks ago, when I went out to another place to preach the gospel.
那里有一个很大的问题。
In there, there's a great problem.
我祷告主应该传什么信息。
And I pray for the Lord to give me the right message.
主告诉我说你要传讲叫做永生神的教会。
And the Lord told me to preach that this, the God, the church of living God.
或者说活神的教会。
Or in another word, that the church of living God.
今天神的儿女在教会中间出的问题是什么？
Now today, the greatest problem we have in the church, what is it?
有很多类的问题。
Now there's all kinds of different problems.
有些是侍奉中间出的问题。
Some are problems in our serving.
有些是因为家里面属灵的情形，在家里面没有属灵的见证。
We have some problems in our own families that when we don't have the witness in our own home.
夫妻不和睦。
Or the couples, they are fighting all the time.
所以他们不能侍奉。
So they cannot serve together.
儿女不信主。
Or if their children are in disobedience and they don't believe in the Lord.
所以他们不能侍奉。
So they cannot serve.
神的儿女弟兄姊妹中间出了间隔不能侍奉。
Or if the brothers and sisters have a misunderstanding, they cannot serve together.
有些时候长老执事中间不能和谐。
Sometimes between the elders and deacons, they are not in harmony and they cannot serve.
有些时候变成两帮。
And a lot of times they become two groups.
有些时候牧师也参与在里面。
Then sometimes the pastor also, the pastor also was involved in this kind of a...
不是两帮三帮四帮。
They become all different small groups.
但弟兄姊妹们，所有一切的问题有一个基本的问题，就是你没有认清楚教会是谁的教会。
But all these problems all rooted from one thing is that you don't understand whose church is this.
当我看见教会不是人的教会，乃是神的教会的时候
，When I see that the church is no longer anybody's church, but rather it's God's church.
那个时候我起来讲一些信息，我对弟兄姊妹说，教会不是我周某人在这里建立的教会，这不是我的教会。
At that time I was mentioning that this is really not my church, this is not some church that I built.
有些弟兄姊妹说，好，不是你的教会，是我们的教会。
And then some people will answer me, then if it's not yours, it's mine.
那不是我，不是你的教会，当然是我的教会。
Because if it's not yours, then it's mine.
不是我的教会，我们的教会，我们是多数，你是少数，对不对？
And then if it's not yours, it's ours, because we are the majority.
我说弟兄，教会不是我的教会，也不是你的教会。
Then I'm trying to say, brother, this church is not my church and not your church either.
谁的教会？
Now whose church is this?
神的教会。
Because it's God's church.
为什么知道神的教会？
Now why do we know this is God's church?
因为神在教会中间。
Because God is in here.
假如是你的教会，你应该住在教会里面。
Because if this is your church, you should live here.
我不住你住在教会的房子，住在圣殿里面。
I don't mean to live in the house. You should live right here in this temple, in this room.
这不是人的教会，是神的教会，而且是活神的教会。
This is not God's, this is not only God's temple, it is the temple of living God.
必须在教会里面，神有权利来调度，来支配一切的事情。
Because in here, the God will have all authority to do everything.
这才是活神的教会。
Then it become a church of living God.
那么弟兄姊妹，神怎么调度？
Now how does God will do this?
神必须调度你我每一个人。
God has to have to directly order you and me and every single one of us.
为什么？
Now why?
因为我们也是永生神的殿。
Because we are also the temple of living God.
你记得保罗对提摩太怎么说？
Now do you remember what Paul told Timothy?
他说大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。
He said, great is this mystery of this, of godliness.
就是神在肉身显现。
It's God that he's, incarnated in flesh.
被天使看见。
It was seen by the angels.
被传于外邦。
It was preached to the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Was believed by the world.
被天使看啊前面我背错了后被天使看见。
And was seen by angels.
被接在荣耀里。
And 被圣灵称义。
被圣灵称义啊前面被圣灵称义。
And was justified by the spirit.
最后被天使看见被接在荣耀里面。
And was received into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主在我们每一个人身上都要再一次道成肉身的显现出来，这才是教会。
So every one of us should have God revealed in us and live out through us, then it become church.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣来到地上，在耶路撒冷的时候，他看见圣殿并不是父的殿。
And when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he saw the temple. He realized that is not the temple of his fathers.
因为这是充满了人工作的地方。
Because it's filled with men's work.
祭司为了自己的利益。
And priest was acting for his own benefit.
来到圣殿里这么多的人，来来往往，熙熙攘攘，都不是为了神。
And all those people, there's so many of them just crowding there. None of them are ready for the Lord.
我相信主的心里是非常痛苦，这里说心里焦急如同火烧。
I believe he must have, his heart was so painful because he was totally consumed by fire.
我记得有一次徐华弟兄来这边讲，他说看见这里这么多的教会，有哪个教会是把门打开为了主的？
And I remember there's a Dr. Shu once here preaching. He said, I saw so many church here, but is there any but how many church there are really opening their doors for the Lord?
我心里面非常同意，而且非常赞赏这句话。
And I totally agree with him, and I really admire the saying.
我觉得这句话每个人都应当听。
Because I do believe that every one of us need to listen to this.
实际上他是在讲启示录，有耳可听的都。
And he was preaching on Revelation. Because all those who have ears should hear, can hear, should hear.
这一个殿，我父的殿，竟然变成买卖的地方。
He said that my father's house now becoming the house of merchandise.
他们就看见这句话。
They saw this.
他们问主挑战说：“你还显什么神迹？”叫我们看见就信你。
So then they challenge Jesus. Now that what kind of miracles can you still perform that we can believe, we can see and believe?
主耶稣怕不怕这个挑战呢？
Now is Jesus afraid of this kind of challenge?
主耶稣欢迎这个挑战。
He welcomes it.
那里犹太人对他们说，你这样一来，你所有的跟我们中间关系都瓦解了。
And then the Jew will say, well, if once you did this, you totally destroy the relationship we have.
你不在我们这个系统里面。
You're not in our system.
你就不能够来这边被我们欢迎。
So you're not welcome here.
我们可能把你当作一个拉比看待，要你来讲学的。
We might treat you as one of the rabbis. We might invite you to preach, to teach.
现在你更谈这件事情
了。But forget about it now.
我们的门向你关闭了。
Because our door is closed to you.
弟兄姊妹们的侍奉主的人是不是怕这个？
Now, a true minister is afraid of this sort of thing.
耶稣说：“你们拆毁这个殿呢，我三日内还要再建立起来。”
And Jesus said, "If you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will rebuild it."
犹太人拉比们不懂了。
And those rabbis, they didn't understand what Jesus was saying.
有什么人能够把圣殿三日内拆毁？
Now, who can
重建起来？
Who can rebuild this big temple in 3 days?
三天拆毁的差不多。
In 3 days, maybe it takes 3 days to tear it down.
但是有谁有本事三天里面再建立起来？
But who can build it, rebuild it in 3 days?
他们不相信耶稣基督的话。
They don't believe him.
而且根本不知道主耶稣怎么样接受他们的挑战。
And they don't know how Jesus will take up this challenge.
为什么呀？
Why?
因为圣殿的实际在耶稣基督的身上。
Because the reality of temple is in Jesus, this person.
当大卫建造圣殿的时候，
When David built this temple,
当他的诗篇里面讲说要在殿里面瞻仰你的荣美，
In the psalm, when David was saying, Behold the glory of the temple,
要在你的殿里求问，
And we shall come and ask of you in your temple.
大卫也一再的说我要一生一世住在你的殿里面，
And David also said that for all my life I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
为什么？因为神在这里。
Why? Because God is there.
但是神不在的时候，神在哪里？
But when God is not in temple, where is he?
神在耶稣基督的里面。
He dwells in Jesus, this person.
我们刚才讲过，圣殿的实质就是神在肉身显现。
We just mentioned that the reality of temple is that man is God is manifested in this flesh.
耶稣基督实在是道成肉身，神在这里显现。
So Jesus is this reincarnated God that God is in him.
Incarnation, not reincarnation.
Incarnated. Sorry.
约翰福音第一章就是告诉我们说，从来没有人见过神。
And in John, first chapter said, nobody's seen God.
我们讲过这些信息，只有在父怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the son of the in the father's bosom reveal him.
也许犹太人所关心的是神迹的问题。
Maybe the Jews are all concerned about the miracles.
你已经把我们的整个的侍奉的系统都打击了，你怎么样显出你的神迹？
They said, now that you have totally destroyed our the system of serving, now how are you going to show us any more miracles?
但是耶稣基督不在意这些外面形式、系统、祭司的制度。
ButJesus is not paying any attention to all those outward system.
而在于他这个人是不是彰显耶稣、流露耶稣、荣耀耶稣、
And he,
荣耀神。
He is concentrated on this person, whether he is showing forth God's glory, and whether he is really living out God's,
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事情，当神的儿女在一起成为教会的时候，神喜悦住在我们中间。
We should know that when we are gathered together as a church, God really loves to dwell among us.
神愿意在神儿女中间看见合一的见证，看见侍奉的体系，看见一切工作的发展，看见福音的兴旺，看见人来归向神。
And God really enjoys seeing that we lived in harmony, and we serve Him, we preach the gospel, and have people coming and show forth His glory.
神真是愿意看见弟兄们彼此相爱，在灵里面扶持，彼此相顾的生活。
And He really enjoys that he to see the brothers and sisters love each other and serve together.
但是这一些都必须建立在个人的生命彰显耶稣这件事情上。
But it all based on individual life, whether we can show, we can let Jesus to live through us.
感谢主，当耶稣基督来到地上，一个最大的使命是什么？
We praise the Lord because the greatest commission of Jesus when he came to this earth.
就是他的生命要把神的荣耀再一次显明出来。
Is that one more time that he will show forth God's glorious life?
犹太人说这个殿是我们46年才造起来的。
The Jews said that, well, for 46 years.
你怎么可能三天里面就再建立起来？
We build this temple. Now how can you rebuild it in 3 days?
但是弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣讲这个话就是以他的身体为殿。
But then Jesus was mentioning this as his body as a temple.
我们得到的教导保罗也告诉我们，我们的身体就是神的殿。
And also Paul taught us that our body is the temple of the Lord.
今天在我们里面，我们的动机、目的、价值观是什么？
Now what is our motives and what is our value in us?
我们在这里敬拜神，到底是为了谁的利益？
Now when we come here to worship the Lord, now whose benefit are we seeking?
什么是真正的福音？
Now what's the true gospel?
能不能叫人看见说神在我的身上彰显为大？
Can we let other people see that God is really revealing himself, that he's my Lord?
这是要证明我们是不是真的神的圣殿。
That will prove whether we are true temples of God.
有一天耶稣基督为众人流血舍命是在十字架上面。
One day God, Jesus died for all people and was hung on the cross and the blood was shed.
人看这个圣殿已经拆毁。
And when people saw that this temple is already destroyed,
当耶稣基督为我们挂在十字架上面的时候，
When he died for us on the cross,
他的肉身背负我们的罪的代价。
And his flesh has bear the burdens of our sin.
神没有容让，神一刻都没有容让，就把他击杀在十字架
上。And God Father just kill him instantly on the cross.
但是你知道，这不是耶稣基督的结局。
But that is not the end of Jesus.
他一再的对门徒们宣告。
Time and another that he claimed this to the disciples.
他向人宣告说，他要被交在祭司长、文士和长老的手里面。
He said he shall be given to he will be given to the hand of the scribe and of the elders and of the priests.
他们要定他罪，把他定在十字架上。
And they shall condemn him and crucify him.
但主耶稣怎么说？
But what Jesus said?
第三日他要复活。
But Jesus said, in the 3 days he shall be resurrected.
Hallelujah! 这一位为我们道成肉身的耶稣，今天神在他的里面活着。
Today that Jesus, that God is living in him.
主耶稣这句话，他回答犹太人什么意思？
Now what kind of why is that Jesus giving this kind of answer?
你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要建立起来。
He said, when you tore down this this temple, in 3 days I will rebuild.
他们看不见耶稣基督是真正的圣殿。
They cannot see that Jesus is the true temple.
得到了耶稣就有神的荣耀。
Because when you have Jesus, then you have this glory.
得到了耶稣就有神的恩典。
When you have Jesus, you have his grace.
你知道旧约里面那些大祭司所做的事情，为他们献上祭坛，在祭坛上献上礼物，都靠着耶稣基督才能成就。
You see, even in the Old Testament time, all the high priests, when they go in offer gifts, and all these were really based on Jesus.
神的施恩座就在耶稣基督身上。
Because God's mercy seat is right in Jesus, this person.
靠着他，我们能够到神的面前来。
From this, we can go before the Lord.
神本心一切的丰富都有形有体的在耶稣基督里面居住。
And God's all glory has been dwelling in, God's glory has been dwelling in Jesus.
但是犹太人完全是盲目的，看不见神的荣耀，只看见外面的圣殿。
But Jews cannot see all these in Jesus, but what they can only see is this temple.
他们如果有良心问一问自己，到底在这个殿里面还有没有神的显现的时候，他们也许会看见光。
Now if they still have this conscience, if they ask themselves whether they can still see God in this temple, they might be enlightened.
但是他们不肯这样做。
But they're not willing to.
他们为了祭司的系统这样建立起来，为了个人的利益，就看不见神的荣耀。
Now because of the system and because of their own benefit that they cannot see, they're blind to this.
弟兄姊妹们啊，在这里耶稣基督要叫他们看见最荣耀的圣殿是什么，他们却没有看见。
Now in here, the Jesus wants to show them the most glorious temple, but they fail to see that.
一直要到他从死里复活以后，有一些人想起他所说的话。
Until Jesus died and resurrected, then some of them starting to remember this is what he said.
才想起说，那一个拿撒勒人耶稣才是父神所看见的圣殿。
Then they realized that Jesus the Nazarene is the one that the Father sees it as a temple.
那么弟兄姊妹们，今天耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Today, Jesus already resurrected from the dead.
我们也有新约的真理做基础。
And also, we have this New Testament truth.
不仅耶稣基督是神的圣殿。
Not only Jesus is the temple.
为什么是神的圣殿呢？因为神住在里面。
Why is Jesus is the God's temple? Because God dwells in him.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们有新约的知识，我们也是神的殿，永生的殿在我们身上。
Today, according to the New Testament, we are all temple of God, and God will live in us.
我只能从神的恩典慈爱来劝勉神的儿女。
I can only beseech you in His grace and His glory.
照着保罗在罗马书十二章那样说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
It's just like Paul that exhort the people in the book of Romans. He says, "I beseech you, my brother, in God's grace, that you just offer yourself as a sacrifice to the Lord."
为什么我们能作为活祭啊？
Now, how can we become a living sacrifice?
因为圣殿里面。活祭发生在圣殿里面。
Because this living sacrifice only happened in the temple.
弟兄姊妹们，到底我们在名义上知道神已经住在我们的里面，是不是真的？
Now, we have this knowledge, head knowledge, saying that the Lord is in us. Now, do we really know that?
我们有没有经常被主耶稣洁净的经历？
Now, do we frequently have the experience of being cleansed by Him?
我们有没有彰显耶稣基督荣耀的经历？
Now, do we have the experience of show forth His glory?
人能不能从我们身上看见神的荣耀？
Can man see God's glory in us?
还是我们宁愿和人中间谋取那个暂时的接纳？
Or are we only seeking that temporary acceptance of man?
而妥协？
Then become compromised. And compromise that wonderful, that glorious position and the glory in him.
弟兄姊妹，我想答案是清楚的。
And I believe the answer is very clear.
求主给我们力量。
We pray that the Lord will give us strength.
当耶稣在我们里面接近我们的时候。
When Jesus is in our heart and cleanses.
要把我们单纯，把我们净化。
And he will sanctify us.
叫我们充满神的荣耀。
And we shall filled with His glory.
叫我们只为神的荣耀而活。
So that we will live only for His glory.
不是说我们不可以做买卖。
It's not that we cannot do business.
我们做买卖却不是在属灵的事情上面。
But we do business is not in this, in the spiritual things.
什么叫属灵的买卖？
Now what does that mean, the spiritual business?
我想你们也知道。
I believe you understand that too.
就是敬拜神换取什么好处。
That is,by worshiping God, you are in exchange for some benefit.
我想弟兄姊妹们不会这样做。
And I believe we won't do that.
我很信弟兄姊妹们对神话语的尊重。
I really trust that you all honor God's word.
只要神的话来提醒我们，我们就会蒙光照。
As soon as God's word reminding us, then we will be enlightened.
你知道被洁净经历不是一个喜乐的经历。
You know, to be cleansed, that's not a very pleasant experience.
因为是一个痛苦的经历。
Because it is painful.
只有是顺服的时候才是喜乐。
Only when we are obedient to that, then we will have joy.
洁净的过程并不喜乐。
The process of sanctification has no joy at all.
但是我们有意义的顺服会叫我们喜乐。
But when we purposely obedient, then we will have joy.
主要在我们里面做洁净的工作。
The Lord will cleanse us.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是我父的殿。
Because this is the temple of my father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等大的权利。
This is how great a privilege we are.
也是何等大的责任。
And how, what a great responsibility we have.
我们这一个人接近与否，要叫神的荣耀彰显，在我们身上彰显出来。
God's glory is really depending on whether we are cleansed or not. in order to show forth.
我真是愿意看见主在我们身上做洁净的工作。
I really want to see God doing this work in us.
求主为他的教会大发热心。
We pray that God will be zealous for His church.
来做洁净的工作。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。